Love. Love does not come from mankind. A man's love cannot heal the sick or the blind. The one true love suffered death on a tree to take the blame so that we could be free. How could a master be beaten and bruised? How could a messiah be spit on, accused? How could a lord be abused and refused? If he was who he said, then how could he lose? 72 hours the earth felt its doom. 72 hours he laid alone in that tomb. But he did not stay there. His strength did not fade there. No bones would decay there. Instead, death was slayed there. A dead life raised there. His power displayed there. Our hope was made there. Now sin cannot choke us, bury, crush, or beat us. Shame will not conquer, condemn, or defeat us. We're alive because he is alive. We rise up because he is risen. We know love because he first loved us. We win because he got up and he still gets up. Stands up to fight for you, stoops down in the mire for you, holds out the light for you, breathes in new life for you. From east to west, our sins were hurled. The reason for his dying, for God so loved the world. That's a love without partiality. One that through all legality, despite our morality, still suffered brutality. Think about it. If you were a king, would you allow yourself to be broken? If everything was yours just because you spoke it, could you die and drink pain for all your enemies? Are you willing to be slain for devilish tendencies? Could you crush your son's frame for those that profane your name? Could you become like nothing and forfeit all fame? Now would you give up your joy and be stripped of your peace if I told you doing so would get prisoners released? God could have extinguished the flame, but without his death on the cross, our sins would remain. Now that's a love that gives us new graces, new life, new freedom, new starts, new embraces from the one who erases, replaces, and leaves no traces of who we were before he took our places. That's a love in which there is no rejection, no demand for perfection, no judge's objection, but affection, connection, a dead-like resurrection. That's a love so deep, so long, so high, a love so steep, so strong, so wide, that there is no place in us it cannot fill, no wound in us it cannot seal, no